I wish someone would have told me that don't wait till you're 32, 33 to start planning a kid.
Nobody is going to understand the pain of when you pee on that stick and you don't see those two pink lines, right? God, you're waiting for that missed period and it doesn't happen.
There should be therapy sessions only related to that.
I don't know how. Weirdly, I think somewhere in the first week of December 2022, where do you see yourself in a year? I've written a mother to a baby girl because I'm obsessed with wanting to have a baby girl. And that's actually going to be somewhere around my due date this year.
Hi, my name is Mansi and I am obsessed with unearthing every little secret about parenting, babies, business and wellness that will help you navigate through all the questions you always wanted to ask but didn't know who to. I'm a simple woman from the Maximum City who quit her high-paying marketing job to start India's most trusted discovery platform for parents after a six-month backpacking trip with her two-year-old daughter. We just rupees 10,000. I now run a seven-figure online business with kidstoppress.com and connect with over 10 million parents a month. I share our favorites every single day on the website and on our social media so you can have the best moments with your children and leave the discovering to us. Think of this as your play date with a fellow mom over wine or coffee who loves her kids but also needs her happy ass without them. Shy away from the real talk? No ways. Whether it's money, business, failure, baby, sex, or frustrations of not keeping it all together, we've got you covered. So now grab your tea, sit cozy, and stay tuned for another stellar episode of Keep It Real podcast by kidstoppress.com.
Time and again, I've always stuck to my belief that it's better to get pregnant before 30. It's an opinion with many different perspectives, but at the end of the day, pregnancy is an important decision for a woman and we must support each other. And today, with procedures such as egg freezing, women can prolong the wait before getting pregnant. Data from Indian fertility clinics indicate that success rates for using frozen eggs range from 15 to 30% per cycle, with higher rates achieved in younger age groups. If you haven't heard our episode on why I got pregnant at 27, then leaving that link in the show notes below, so hop over and hear my perspective. Today, we have someone who chose to get pregnant later on. Today, we're speaking with Karishma Mehta, aka Bold Over Curry. She takes us through her journey filled with ups and downs and how she stayed put throughout. And of course, now that she is pregnant, is of course sharing her perspective on whether she should have done it earlier, all about egg freezing, IVF, the pain, the struggle, the tears, cheers, fears, every single emotion that she is going through currently. A lawyer who broke the rules to follow her passion. You've seen her create amazing recipes, but today you will know the ingredients that make Karishma who she is today. Join us as we get up close, personal and super vulnerable about IVF's egg freezing, depression, stress, anxiety and all that she went through and how she still carries the brightest of smiles. We also do some business talking to her to know her content process, competition, relevancy and everything in between. This conversation was surely an emotional roller coaster. So without further ado, let's dive straight in.
Hey Karishma, or should I say Bold Over Curry?
I think people know me as Bold Over by Curry more than as Karishma.
Tell me, how did you come up with a name?
I used to do everything in bolds. I used to post it on my personal page. And I once actually weirdly did a poll. I asked people to help me name a separate page. And a friend of mine, who's now a famous comedian, came up with the name Bold Over by Curry. I liked it and it just stuck around.
Yeah.
Literally that.
And you are not a trained chef. You are a lawyer by profession.
Yes, I'm a lawyer. I have studied. I've worked for over 10 years. In 2020, mid-pandemic, I decided that I can't do this. And I took the leap of faith and I quit my job.
You know, the most, when you say I quit my job in the pandemic, it just sounds like you had a cushiony job. You had to get through a pandemic. Why did you say that I can't do this anymore?
Because honestly, in the pandemic, we realized that mental health really came down to it. I loved my job. I liked being a lawyer. But at a point, I don't think I wasn't good at it, but I wasn't as passionate about it as I was about other things, which is why I was okay taking that jump. Because I knew where my heart lies, I will just do it.
Right.
So I didn't want to burn out. I didn't want to have such a thing that I'm incapable of making another decision. So it was like literally now or never.
Right.
And I did it. And because that time everyone was home, there was so much
happening. Yeah, there was so much happening. Everybody was only eating. Eating and playing and cooking.
Correct. So that's when I'm like, okay, I'll figure it out.
I must say this generation has guts.
We do.
Like amazing.
We really do. I don't think I'm that far away from you generation wise, but we have the guts, which I think the thing with us is if we are not happy, we don't wait for things to change. Right. We just take it in our hands.
Do you have the same courage that you had when you took that leap of faith in 2020 to now when you are 8 months pregnant?
8 months pregnant.
8 months pregnant. Do you have the same faith that I'll wing this one as well? Or you're anxious?
I'm anxious because now the profession I'm in, fortunately or unfortunately, it's very important to be relevant. So I don't know if I disappear for 2 months, what my audience or followers or whatever. I have a lot of people who look to trying my recipes, how they're going to react. But at the same time, I know I'm going to figure it out. I mean, we have all this time.
Yeah.
So maybe the first couple of months will be a challenge. But besides that, I'm looking forward to it.
You should. It's the best phase ever. But tell me, what is that? And I want to take some time to discuss the anxiety, because I'm sure that one, people really look up to you. Second is everybody in this space who's on this treadmill of content creation, they always go through this anxiety that if I'm going to take a break, it's all going to disappear. How did you deal with it?
So one thing is, fortunately or unfortunately, I know who my audience is. I know who I want to cater to. I don't want to do reels. I'm going to sound horrible. I don't want to do reels that are viral, that are going to go viral, that are going to give me overnight followers. I want people who eat more consciously, who have some ingredients that they don't know how to use. I want people who are looking for a good salad. Mm. I know they're going to come to my page.
Yeah.
And I want them to continue doing that. And I'm quite confident with myself that I'll be able to give them that.
Right. So, and I'm sure that you're looking forward to this journey, because there is a backstory to this. And I want you to share it. How has this ride from wanting to have a baby to now finally being 8 months pregnant been for you?
So honestly, I sometimes wish I had someone like you in my life a little sooner. I wish someone would have told me that don't wait till you're 32, 33 to start planning a kid. Because after a point, you don't realize the challenges you're dealing with.
Yeah.
If you're not sure, I'm going to tell this. I've told my sister, I've told everybody who will listen, just freeze your eggs.
Yeah.
If you don't know what you want to do, freeze your damn eggs.
Yeah.
Because you don't know what your body's going through.
Yeah.
And the process for me has been quite a journey. I'm touch wood now, lucky to be in this phase. But basically, we don't know much.
Yeah.
So talk to people. Don't just keep, oh, I'm not ready. I think that was the biggest mistake I made. And this was my pre-boldover days when I was still a lawyer. I'm like, I don't know if I want. I was very like on my high horse. So somewhere down the line, I'm like, okay, get off any horse you're on.
Yeah.
Please be, ask for help.
Yeah.
Think about it. Like, I had no idea what all goes in it. I was fit. But you don't know what you're dealing with.
Yeah.
Suddenly, I went in for a laparoscopy. We found a fibroid the size of my palm.
Wow.
And we're like, okay, what is going on?
Yeah.
So things like that happen. You will have things coming in your way. You might have nothing. But don't wait.
Yeah.
That is one thing which I think I read in one of your
posts,
that when do you know you're ready?
Yeah.
So just read, educate yourself, and
Absolutely. And you know, there are a couple of things that I'd like to add there. One is that you know, if you want to have a family, and I always say this out of my personal experience, if you want to have a family, if you don't want to have kids, that's absolutely okay. Absolutely. There's no judgment. But if you do decide to have them, either have them early or like you rightly said, freeze your eggs. And the only reason I can say that, and this is from my personal experience when I have my kids at 27, and I know a lot of girls may disagree, but one, I feel... when I'm now 42, my daughter is 15, when I feel like physically I was in a much better shape.
Absolutely.
And I had a lot more energy to give and to get.
Yeah.
That was one. The second one was that, you know, at the end of the day, I know your partner is with you, but what the woman's body goes through
a
man or your extended family will just never understand, right? So one is, no matter what you say or do, it is ultimately the woman's body under
Absolutely.
The knife, under the procedure. So, and nobody is going to understand the pain of, you know, when you pee on that stick and you don't see those two pink lines, right? You're waiting for that missed period and it doesn't happen.
That is, I think, a different... There should be therapy sessions only related to that.
Absolutely, because that is... How did that feel for you?
Initially, I'm like, it's okay. But then month on month, you're waiting and you're like, okay, you don't want to do this. But at the point, you're like, is something wrong with me?
Yeah.
And you're trying to start a new life.
Yeah.
So you don't want to start it with that negative thought.
Yeah.
I'm all about like positivity, manifestation. And then you know that feeling, right?
Yeah.
You know, like this time when I conceived, I knew. I knew before I peed on any stick, before I did a blood test, I just knew. I don't know how, but I knew.
Wow.
So that mental game that you're playing with yourself, because no one's going to understand it. Like even if someone's been in it, they're not going to understand.
Right.
So for that, don't wait.
Don't wait. Absolutely. And, you know, we did some research on this. And what they actually say is that even if you freeze your eggs, there's no guarantee that, and you cannot predict how, you know, that it is going to happen. So it's not a sure shot method.
Yeah.
But it is obviously your next best choice if you're not ready with a partner.
No, absolutely.
Or not ready to start a family, right?
No, so I think with the freezing, luckily for me, it was... I'm not sure. Luckily for me, it was easier.
Right.
I decided and it just happened.
Okay. So you decided to conceive at 32. You
and
were planning to have a baby.
Yeah.
It wasn't happening.
So I had a few, like... incidents happen, miscarriage happened. Then we realized, then we waited. I actually, my first miscarriage really affected my eyes. So I had to do eye surgery. So then after doing my eye surgery, I had to wait for a few months. So half my year went and waited. So then I decided that, okay, then we did another round. We did, in the sense, another round of trying. Then we did a laparoscopy, we found my fibroid. Again, surgery, again, wait. So then I'm like, that's it.
Yeah.
I'm going to now just freeze my eggs and then take it as it comes. So we did that and it was pretty, it's not as hard as people make it out to be. I personally had a huge block against IVF, but it was much easier. Of course, like I hate injections, but this is the year that injections have become my friend. So it's not so bad. And then you do a transfer and you can see if that's it.
Rashmi, you're making it sound so simple, but I cannot even imagine what
it's
you've been
so
through in the last few years.
It's honestly not so bad. Like, I feel it's up to you how big or small you want to make a thing. So I realized, like, for me, IVF was a mountain.
Hmm.
And then when I reached there, it was just a door I had to open and enter. There was no mountain. There was nothing.
Right.
So...
And tell me, because you froze your eggs and it's really that, you know, if you've never thought about it, you think it's that big mountain that you need to climb. What really happens?
Nothing. Literally nothing. It's the same. You're either waiting
or here you know it's scientifically controlled, there is science. I have realized, I live with doctors, my in-laws are doctors. So I have realized that sometimes you have to let science do its thing.
Right. So you just head to, you book an appointment, you head to a doctor, they get...
So, of course, there are a few tests, you freeze your embryos. Once you freeze your embryos, then you wait it out. Now, normally, people like doing something called a frozen transfer. So, you wait a month, then they transfer it, and then you wait for 10 days, do a blood test. And literally, those levels are high, you can see it. And then this, you find out much sooner. You find out in, I think, 4 weeks something.
Yeah.
And you already have a 5-day embryo.
Yeah.
So you're already 5 weeks pregnant.
Wow.
And then you just wait it out like a regular pregnancy.
Right. But what's the procedure for the freezing of the eggs? Like what really happens
in
that?
So freezing, basically you do, freezing is where you need to take the hormones. So you need to take, I think in 2 weeks I took about, some days I took 2 shots a day. Some days I took 6 shots a day. So that's what you need to monitor. You need to be very, I was very strict about my diet. I was very strict about being in a good mind frame. I said, I don't care. This is what I'm doing and this is going to work.
Yeah.
Initially, when I had always tried or planned, there was never the thing that, will this work, will this not work? Like, you know, you always have that thing that, okay, I don't know. But here I'm like, okay, it's science.
Yeah.
I am doing this, it better work for me.
Yeah.
So I just, that was the shift in my, like, mind. So literally.
And tell me, you're doing all of this while managing work.
Yeah.
Were there days where you felt like, screw the work, I don't want to do this, this is my focus, or was work therapy?
No, yeah, work was therapy. Work was the reason why I'm sane.
Yeah.
Of course, I could see my content suffer a bit. I could see that I wasn't being able to connect. I wasn't doing as much as my peers were doing or are doing, even now. But I know I'm on my own journey. I know that eventually I'm going to figure it out. For me, this 2023 was the year I decided I'm going to have a child.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know how. Last year, I don't know if you know this, these are these journals, those 5-year journals where you ask a question which you answer. So weirdly, I think in somewhere in the first week of December 2022, where do you see yourself in a year? I've written a mother to a baby girl because I'm obsessed with wanting to have a baby girl, working with her team. And I'm like, and that's actually going to be somewhere around my due date this year.
Yeah.
So I'm like, okay, so last year, I knew that this is going to be how it is.
How magical does that sound?
Yeah, it sounds good. But I think that when you want something, everything just works towards making it happen.
Yeah.
So.
And tell me, I'm sure there must have been lots of emotional upheavals between you and your partner while this was going on. There must be, of course, I'm sure he's extremely supportive, but obviously the hormones are playing out and, you know, they're not experiencing what we're experiencing.
So luckily for me, this didn't happen during the IVF thing, because IVF, I think everyone was around walking on eggshells around me because they knew how much I detested the word to begin with.
Yeah.
So this happened when we didn't know what we were doing. When you have a plan, a scientifically backed plan, I think it's just easier.
Right.
It's just easier because there's a logical, okay, this adds up to this, to this. So your partner also knows what's happening. I think also my husband's parents are doctors. So he's seen everything. He knows how things are. So it just became easier. But yes, if I hadn't started this, it would have been a different ballgame. Like, it would have 100% led to a drift, because I could see that happening, which is why I said, I'm not waiting.
Yeah.
I'm not waiting another year to see what I want to do. This is it.
Right. If you have to go back and relive those last 2-3 years, what do you think you would correct in that
just, I mean, I'm not going to question the timing, but I would correct my block. I would not have that fear that I had of taking injections, doing IVF, having that taboo that, okay, my baby's going to be an IVF, it doesn't matter.
That doesn't matter.
Like now when I'm in it, I'm like, I don't care. Nobody cares.
Yeah. Were you scared that it may be a twin baby?
So that's also in your control because you decide how many embryos you want to transfer.
Yeah.
So I was very sure that mentally I wasn't there. So I said, I'm going to stick to one. Everyone respected my decision.
Right.
And
was there temptation that if the one has taken time, what if the second doesn't happen so easily? I'll have to go through this procedure again. Should I just get like out of the way with both done?
No, actually not. I thought I would feel that. I actually thought that, okay, maybe just, you know how they say, finish it in one shot.
Yeah.
But I'm like, it's okay. If I have one, I will live very happily with one. See, now raising a child is a very different thing. So I said, one is fine. I've grown up with a sibling, so I know how amazing it is to have a sibling. But right now I was focused on one.
Yeah, which is amazing. And you know, this conversation, this guy is just flowing, by the way. I haven't even looked at my questions. I haven't even started with like the first question because one, I love your page so much.
I'm so glad.
I don't know what it was. One random message about some mirchi ka achar, and that's how we got talking.
And I
talking.
Didn't make it because that time I just conceived. So I'm not entering the kitchen to make mirchi. I don't want anything. I'm going to sit quietly and
It's really so crazy that I haven't even started asking you the questions actually.
No, I think we...
Which is, but it's amazing and how we've transpired and I've sent you random voice notes from my mom with the recipe.
I'm going to make it.
I'll now make it and send it to you because by the time it comes into season, you'll be busy with the baby.
No, that time that will be, I think, one of the things that I'll motivate myself going back to.
But well, that's amazing. And what's the plan between now to, like, how are you planning your schedule, your calendar?
So I'm going to create, like, how you batch create. I'm creating as much content as I can. If that's not enough, which I'm sure it's not going to be, it's okay.
Mm.
I'm going to take a break. In my head, my plan is to take at least 2 months off until I'm familiar with the baby. The baby's familiar with me.
Yeah.
And I'm very lucky to have a good support system. My studio is very close to my house. So my plan is to just take the baby to the studio, shoot, and go back home.
Right.
So I do want to work. Continue working, and like I said before, I feel I'm gonna just figure it out.
Right. Yeah, I'm sure you will, Karishma, because you're such a positive energy to yourself that I'm sure you're going to figure it out.
I'm just going to figure it out. I mean, there are days where I'm stressed. Like,
what stresses you out? Like we've had this DM exchange where you said, Mansi, I needed to read this today.
Yeah. So I get scared that how am I going to raise a child? What am I going to do? I haven't, like...
There's no recipe, by the way. Let me tell you that. There's really no recipe.
And I think a lot is to do with our childhood. We've grown up in such a, I would say, a very beautiful environment. And now I see what's around us. Like, I can't do a one-hour car journey without getting 5 cords.
Mm.
So... like, I don't know how to raise a child.
And you're not going to be able to do a one-hour drive without 5 feeds and 2 poops.
Correct.
So it's going to change.
So I'm like, okay. And no, also, I feel like we grew up very, very organically.
Mm.
Things were not like just given to us.
Yeah.
So I want to do that. But at the same time, I don't want to be a tough parent.
You wouldn't be.
So, yeah.
Yeah. And along the way, you've also, you know, your health has it been the best through these 8 months?
It's been okay, touch wood, till now. But I recently got diagnosed with gestational diabetes, something I had no idea about.
Right.
And
I felt like somewhere in September, I noticed I was very irritable. I was taking too much stress and I didn't even know what I was taking stress for. I'd wake up and be stressed. So then we decided that, okay, one of my scan wasn't the best. So we said, okay, either ways, I'm up for this test. So we did it and I realized my sugar was very high. So again, I panicked because this means insulin, which means injections, which means poking myself back to square one. But I said, okay, you know what? I have to do this. So the same day I met a doctor and I was very, okay, it's been, I think, 3 weeks. No, now 4 weeks almost since I know I have this. I had to change my diet completely. I made it. I don't want to make it sound like this, but I took it upon myself. I had the broadcast channel that now Instagram gives you. So I started posting high protein, low carb recipes on it. And when I'm sharing it with people, it's just like, you know, I'm just excited to try and experiment with myself for myself. Yeah. So I had something to look forward to. And I love chilla in life. Yeah. So just lots of high protein. And as a vegetarian, I don't like eggs. So it was a challenge, but like this is something that got me more excited than nervous, because I'm like, okay, I have this. Now I can't do anything about it. At least let me use, work it out a little better.
Right. And tell me, what's the procedure to someone contracting gestational diabetes? So you continue to take shots all through the pregnancy and even after?
So it depends on how much your sugar is, and doctors usually are the best judge of it, because I'm in my last trimester and my sugar was very high. They don't normally let you take medication, but all doctors have their own system. So we decided that insulin might be the best way for me. And I could see within 10, not even 10, 7 days of taking insulin regularly, my sugars were completely in control. Within, I found out on a Friday, by Tuesday they were in control. By Thursday, I felt so good about myself. All the stress, the irritation, nothing was there. And I've been working harder ever since I know about this in my last trimester than I have before. So I just realized that sometimes you just need that medical help.
Right, right.
So that, of course, insulin with the food plus a little bit of exercise has helped me control it. I fortunately or unfortunately didn't know too many people who've had it. I have 2-3 friends who've had it, who've told me their experience, but like, I've not seen anyone physically do it. So,
and their experiences?
So one of my friends who had it, she was very, very supportive about this. She's like, you have to take the insulin. Like, right. Don't even think.
And does she
about
continue to take it after the child is born?
No.
It just goes away?
It just goes.
Okay.
So everybody has to follow their diet. Everybody has to like.
And are you continuing to take the shots through the, even now?
Yeah. So now the only difference is I plan my schedule around my insulin.
Okay.
So that's literally morning, afternoon, dinner, and one at night. So I'm going out, I'm doing everything, but I'm carrying my insulin in my ice box everywhere to ensure that I'm taking care of myself and my baby.
Krishma, how are you so positive? Because I am sure the amount of stuff that you've been through, and one of the reasons, one of the reasons that I, of course, really wanted to have Krishma was, one, I love her page. Like, literally, when I discovered Bold Over, I just went like, save
so
recipes.
Sweet.
And then I realized, oh my God, like, I'm saving everything from her page. Now the problem is that how do I go back to, like, the recipes, like, you know, you've seen it, but you've forgotten to save it.
I know, that's the problem.
And I've been pushing her to get a book out.
I know.
Maybe that's
manifesting
the
that.
You have to get that out.
That is my next goal, which I'm going to come to you. Since you 100%. Have a book coming out soon, I'm going to ask you how to do it.
That's my expression on that. It's like, you know, in the last bit that they tell you, come on, last push, just breathe in, breathe out. Oh my God.
So you're going to be, I'm not saying this because it's you. So I do want to come out with some ebooks for maternity leave. And I've seen your stories, the 4 a.m. secret project. So I literally told myself last week that, you know what? Maybe you can do the same thing. Not a secret project, but a project for you. 1 hour a day. And I'm a morning person, just like you. So I'm like, okay, 5:30 on the dining table, 1 hour. And you see you can...
I will tell you, before you deliver, the book will be done.
I know.
It's, you know, now when you say that, I'll tell you, there were so many times when I was writing the book, I just felt like I was just reaching like a wall ahead. And like you rightly said, you know, it seems like the mountain is so steep. Yeah. But, you know, the minute you just say that, pen that 1 hour, it just felt like doors were opening, doors were opening, doors were opening. And it's like the path was just unfolding itself, absolutely. Right? So it's just literally that intention. And I didn't give myself too much stress. I just said, okay, what am I going to do tomorrow? What am I going to do day after? What am I going to do the day after? So just like those baby steps. And literally, I think when I gave myself that 1 month, I finished what I didn't do in 2 years. So it was literally
Only imagine that. And like I said, like, you don't realize where you draw inspiration from.
Yeah.
I'm telling you about this. There might be so many things that I've seen from you that I haven't even told you.
Yeah.
So I would say, like, for me, I'm just taking it all in.
Yeah.
And one fine day, I'm just going to do it.
Yeah. I'm sure you are. But tell me, how are you so positive? What is it that you tell yourself? Because it's a lot of mind game. And I keep telling this to a lot of women, a lot of mothers, that I feel motherhood is a mind game. Absolutely. Whether it's breastfeeding, whether it's delivery, whether it's having that baby, whether it's even raising it, right? Like, I feel it's more of a mental mind game than a physical one. Because you just have to tell yourself in the head and then it just gets done.
I agree.
So what did you do with that mind game?
So I don't know any of the things you mentioned because I haven't experienced it yet. But I just tell myself that this is what you wanted.
Yeah.
You always wanted a kid.
Yeah.
You've climbed that big mountain.
Yeah.
You've done it. You can either complain about it or you just figure it out.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm telling myself, and that's how I'm going into this. That
you never asked why me.
I did, or of like, course. I have, and my mother-in-law laughs at me, but I have my own pity parties where I order cake. I cry and I feel sorry for myself. I give myself some time, 45 minutes. And then after that's done, I bring out my journal. I write, I go for a shower, and I'm done. So this is my own pity party.
Yeah.
And it's amazing.
I love the name pity party. And what I always tell this, and I've actually shared it on my Instagram, is that you figure out what triggers you, what makes you unhappy. And then you figure out what also works for you. Like for me, that 15 minute or even a 45 minute workout just puts me back into the zone. So if you actually figure out what works, like, I love this pity party bit. I'm not going to recommend it to anybody who loves loves this bit. Much serious stuff.
Yeah.
We have to get back to what you do best, which is food.
Yes, please.
Right? So I want to ask you, and a very obvious question is, do you think your content will gravitate towards a lot of baby food, mom, pregnancy recipes, post-delivery?
I want it to, but at the same time, I don't want to bore other people.
Yeah.
And at the same time, I don't want people who are in the journey where I was a couple of months, years ago to feel bad. So I'm going to see how I'm going to balance it out. If needed, I'll start a separate page.
Okay.
For the baby thing, but it's part of me, right?
Yeah. So. Yeah. And trust me, it's a huge struggle. Yeah. And you know, when we launched our book, The 50 Indian Meal Plans, you know, the struggle was the morning dabbas and the evening snack that I had to plan. And a large part of us who are working, who do not micromanage, have to kind of just make systems and processes that make everything work. And trust me, I would have loved for someone even to make that Literally, I've just made everything that I needed. Like, I needed that what you feed your baby at 6 months, 7 months, 8 months, 9 months. Right. I kind of made all those meal plans all the way till your child was 18 months. Because I'm like, why should other mothers do this sort of thinking, right?
Yeah.
But I'm sure with a bowled over curry tadka to it, it's going to be
hoping I'm going to first go through your meal planning book, see it properly, mark it, and 100%. Then
It's just magic. It's like you need to stop expending your energies on things which can run on autopilot, right?
I absolutely agree.
Okay, now quick questions like, what were some of the most questions that you Googled about?
Can you eat this? Can you eat that during pregnancy? So I'd probably Google really dumb things like, can you eat, can you drink Coke? Can you eat raw papaya? Because by mistake, so I'm a Gujarati, so you know how you have jalebi gathia, right? Yeah. So gathia goes with the chutney. And I didn't realize, I just ate it.
Yeah.
And then I just told my mom that, oh, you know, today it was amazing. She's like, hello, you can't eat it. I'm like, oh, no.
Yeah, but I'm sure the quantity is so little that it really doesn't...
So it's mainly for food or like, I don't Google too much.
Yeah.
Because once you're down the Google...
Yeah. You know, but the strange thing about it is that you Google what you are seeking answers to and Google knows that and it'll give you the...
Absolutely.
It'll give you that answer and no other perspective.
Yeah.
So, like, you know, like, I know, like, I don't know a mother who hasn't dropped her baby from the bed. I don't know. So, you're going to do that. So, in the middle of the night at 3 a.m., you are going to Google that. And you know what your question is going to be? Your question is going to be, what will happen to my baby if he's dropped from the bed? And Google will tell them, this will happen. Because you're asking the wrong question.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right? So, obviously, those answers are the worst of the lot that you want, right? And then you will go down this guilt trap. And of course, and please, guys, I'm in no way recommending that you should drop your baby from the bed. But trust me, I don't know how, no matter how careful you are.
It's going to happen.
I shouldn't say this.
Only thing is, I probably won't Google. I'll first call my father-in-law because he's a pediatrician. I'm just going to ask him, hello, Papa, I dropped my baby.
She's blessed. Her father-in-law is a pediatrician. Matlab, this is like... It's like a blessing.
Yeah, it is.
This is amazing. Like, you're literally going to have to not worry about too much.
Yeah, I'm lucky that I have people around me who can help me.
Now there's no way you'll not take the baby to work and not like bounce back in 40-50 days, I'm sure.
That's the plan.
But you know, I think what mistake I see a lot of moms, especially new moms, really, they want to like rush in very quickly without realizing what your body has just
gone through.
I think like just give it time because there is just no way that you cannot give your body the due that it needs.
Yeah.
So I just tell everybody, don't rush in.
So I think my plan is I'm going to do this. I don't know how, but I'm going to try to balance maybe 3 times a week, work for 2-3 hours. I think that's reasonable.
Yeah, that's reasonable.
And besides that, my main thing is to be present.
Yeah.
When I'm there with the baby, I'm just going to be there.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Like, there's Instagram can go.
Yeah.
Everything else, WhatsApp can go. When I'm there, I'm there.
Yeah.
That's at least what I'm hoping to do.
Right. As we're concluding, I want to ask you, because you mentioned that 2022, you wrote, is the year for being a mother.
23.
What is 2024 going to be for?
I don't know. Hopefully write my book after you guide me. But 24 is hopefully going to be the year where I have everything I've always wanted. So I'm going to see how I balance it out, having a family and work.
You know, there's no balance.
I know.
It's warped. You follow me enough to know that I always say there's just no balance.
Yeah, but finding my own balance, you say that also.
Yeah, absolutely.
That find what balances you.
Yeah, that is important, what balances you.
So that is what I want to do. Mm-hmm. I want to focus on being a good mom and showing up for myself and then my work.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
That is really, really amazing. And of course, anything that you'd like to say to people who are you know, who go through this anxiety of delaying things because they feel like I'm in this space and everything will stop and I won't be able to chase and pursue my dreams because I'm going to start a family.
So I was one of those people. And when you want something, you don't always get it immediately. Learn from me. Don't delay it. Just go for it and it will just figure itself out.
Why don't we see more of Karishma on Bolder?
Because I'm very, very shy. But this, surprisingly, is giving me a lot of confidence.
Right.
So maybe 2024, you'll see more of me in front of the camera.
Yeah, I can't wait for that. Because I just feel like, you know, I always feel like people always want to see the person behind
the scenes. So. But like, at the same time...
But they formed an amazing bond with you, irrespective with your voice. Because I hear that a lot in the recipes and it's just amazing.
So I'm working on that. I have to have the, not courage, but like I just have to stop being lazy and show up in front of the camera.
Yeah. But do you feel like the space is now too competitive? And what would you say to new people who are starting out?
So what I think it's competitive, but that doesn't mean you don't start. When you start a food page, decide what you want to show. Are you just going to do things that are trending? Are you going to have a niche for, like, you want certain type of people to follow you? So for me, I know I want a certain type of people to follow me. I'm okay if the other people don't follow me. So have that. Know what you are showing the world. Don't follow trending reels. Like, okay, do 1 in 10, but don't go after the followers. Do, like, you have a gift of cooking. You want to show it, then just narrow it down to what your gift is and show that. Don't run behind the likes, followers, collaborations.
Right.
It will all come.
I'm sure. And how do you decide that this is a trend I want to hop on and this is what I don't want to hop on?
Something I can make at home that I would actually eat. Now, I'm not going to eat 30 variations of Maggi or 30 different sizzling oil noodles. Like, I love the videos. I see it. But I'm not going to eat it.
Right.
So I wouldn't make it.
Right.
But at the same time, if I see, like, last year, I think the chaat board and the chaat dip was trending everywhere and it was yum. So I did want to try it. So I 100% did that.
Right.
So it's just something that you believe in.
Mm-hmm.
I don't believe, I love Maggi, but I like Maggi as it is.
As it is. Right.
So...
Yeah. No, amazing. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Going to wish you all the very best. You're such an amazing human being.
Now, wasn't that a great conversation? I remember feeling so empowered after meeting her. Egg freezing has surely increased among Indian women. We did an exclusive with Dr. Anjali Malpani. So do listen to episode 224 to know all about this concept, leaving the link in the show notes below, where we share a lot about this on our Instagram too, to stay updated, like the 182K people. And of course, on our YouTube channel, where we're inching in on 500,000 subscribers. Stay tuned for our next episode with a guest who you don't want to miss out on. I have a gut feeling about this one. Let me see if there's a hint, and thank you for listening.
As always, if you love this episode, don't feel shy from sharing your favorite moments and key takeaways from this episode with a screenshot and tag us on Instagram. It's @mansi.saveri and @kidstoppress.